Mr. President, good afternoon. It is an honor to present the report on data and artificial intelligence, new technologies, and the digital divide and human rights on behalf of myself and my co-facilitator, His Excellency Ambassador Marc Bischler of Luxembourg. I extend my deepest gratitude to you, Mr. President, for entrusting us with this important mandate to support your leadership in this critical area. A special thank you goes to Ambassador Bischler for his exceptional collaboration, insightful contributions, and unwavering dedication to this assigned task. It has been a privilege to work alongside this gentleman. I would also like to extend my heartfelt thanks to both our teams for their hard work and commitment. Their tireless efforts, dedication, and professionalism have been invaluable to our work over the past year. My appreciation also goes to the Secretariat for their invaluable input and continued support throughout this endeavor. And of course, I thank all stakeholders who actively and constructively engaged with us, making this a truly collaborative process. Mr. President, we have positively assessed how the various co-facilitation processes have converged through extensive outreach and informal consultations with all stakeholders, beginning with member states. The integration of digital considerations as a recurring theme in these discussions reflects their increasing importance in the Human Rights Council's work. The rapid advancements in new technologies, particularly artificial intelligence and data analytics, underscore both opportunities and challenges for human rights. It is imperative that we establish human rights-based guardrails to guide the development, deployment, and use of these emerging technologies. Ethical AI systems depend on the use of reliable, controlled, and appropriate data sets to prevent biases and ensure inclusivity. We must also recognize the risks posed by unbridled technological progress, particularly its potential to deepen the digital divide, exacerbate inequalities, and undermine human rights. To address these challenges, the Human Rights Council can play a pivotal role by fostering collaborations and engagement. In this regard, Mr. President, we encourage the Human Rights Council, member states, and stakeholders to continue discussions aiming at developing a digital knowledge platform. Such a platform could provide quality information, accessible tools, and analytics to support the Human Rights Council's work. It could also facilitate the tracking of reports, dialogue among international organizations and stakeholders, and share best practices for leveraging emerging technologies to enhance the efficiency, effectiveness, and inclusiveness of this Human Rights Council's operations. Further, recognizing the adoption of the Pact for the Future and the Global Digital Compact, which affirms the Human Rights Council's vital role in addressing the intersection of artificial intelligence and human rights, and acknowledging the significant contributions of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights in advancing this work, we underscore the urgent need to place human rights at the core of data and AI governance. As AI continues to transform our societies, we must ensure that these technologies are designed and implemented to uphold human dignity, prevent discrimination and inequality, and protect those in vulnerable situations. Bridging the digital divide meaningfully is crucial to avoiding a potential AI divide and the irresponsible and unethical use of these emerging technologies. We must ensure that no one is left behind in the evolving digital and AI age, and that human rights are protected for all everywhere. Mr. President, finally, we encourage the Human Rights Council and member states to keep data and AI, new technologies, the digital divide, and human rights highest on the agenda of this esteemed council. Together, we can ensure that technological advancements serve as a tool for equality, inclusion, and the advancement of human rights for all and everywhere. I thank you, Mr. President, on behalf of my co-facilitator. Thank you so much.